This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know, I thought Fought was good. I thought we just had a tough time swinging at bats together. And we had some ground balls. We're hitting into a lot of double plays right now. Just had a tough time stringing quality at bats together. Yeah, I mean, this is like we're off to a slow start, grinding. You know, we've had a handful of good games, but we're having a tough time putting everything together. And you know, it's just we're gonna. You know, the guys are keeping their heads up. We just got to keep working. You know, it's a talented team that isn't. We're not playing to our full potential right now, and you know, it's you're going to go through challenges throughout the season. We've hit a challenge a little bit early in the season this year, which we haven't in the past few years. So, you know, fortunately, it's a long year. We just got to keep going.
So that was Brandon Hyde. If the Orioles lost 2-3 to the Arizona Diamondbacks, they were off yesterday. They plan to start a three-game set against the Blue Jays tonight, but it sounds like that game is going to get postponed. But whenever they do play baseball again against the Toronto Blue Jays, as they sit 2.5 games out of first place in the AL East.
Jeez, you're looking at the standings?
Well, I'm just at 5-8. They
it's factual.
They have yet to win a series.
No opinion there.
This is all facts. I'm bringing facts. So does this all of a sudden become a big series against a divisional opponent?
Well, I'll say this. I felt like in that clip, the skipper told no lies. And if we're looking, there's different ways we can assess this team. And we talked in the show a lot yesterday and prior to that as well about – you could look at it through the portal of, you know, who else was rebuilding with them at 2019 and where do those teams stand organizationally now? You know, if you want to bring up standings, we could. But, like, you know, I think of where they were when we were seeing liftoff and they were on an upward trajectory. And the standard wasn't can they salvage a series and not get swept. The standard was they never get swept. Adley Rutschman got here and for a calendar year, nobody sweeps him. And they win way more series than they lose. And then you think about where they are now, where you're hoping they can cobble one at Kauffman. You're hoping they can cobble one out in Arizona. And how did we get there? Well, if you don't have upper-level starting pitching and you don't have depth of starting pitching and you have a lineup that's feast or famine and you take your, you know, arguably most impactful everyday hitter, I say him because he's a switch hitter who did hit in Santander, and you take him out and you just replace him with more youth, and some of that youth missed a lot of the Grapefruit League season because they were hurt, then this might be what it looks like. And the reality of the Baltimore Orioles is they might be a lot more like the group we saw from July on last year than the group we saw from opening day through that Yankee series, you know, that series in the spring in the Bronx. And you know, I brought up some of the numbers before. I'll bring them up again. Since July the 1st of last year, they're 14th in Major League Baseball in on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and OPS. They're just outside the top 10 in number of times held to 3 runs or less. They played 42 games in that span where they've scored 3 runs or less. They're 5-37 in those games. perhaps because they're not a very good clutch hitting team, perhaps because they don't have enough veteran leadership to get them to focus in close and late situations and be more selfless and understand, have a veteran's mentality to those at-bats. 54 times since last July 1st, the Orioles have been held to 4 runs or less. They're 10-44 in those games. 181 winning percentage. Only the White Sox and the Nationals have a lower winning percentage when they score 4 runs or less since last July than the Baltimore Orioles.
It's not good. It's not good at all, Jason. And they're facing a Blue Jays team in which their offense has been scuffling, but they're pitching really, really well, especially their starting pitching. And they're seeing Barrios tomorrow. Well, who knows whether this game gets moved or whatever.
Yeah.
And they pounded Barrios, but who knows? And you mentioned the trailing numbers, and I was looking up those prior to the show. Small sample size, I get it. But when trailing, 5th most strikeouts in baseball, the Orioles, 28th in RBI, they have 1 home run when trailing, which is tied for...
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Last. 30th in slugging, 30th in OPS. They have a 503 OPS when trailing this year. It just feels like before, especially in 2023 when they led MLB and come from behind wins, when they got down, okay, whatever. They're going to fight and claw their way back, where this year and for the vast majority of last year, the second half especially, when they get down, you feel like they're out.
Since expectations really got ratcheted up, since they went to the Bronx and clobbered those guys and looked like the best team in baseball, they don't do the, not only don't do the little things well, they don't do the close and late thing well, they don't do the come from behind thing. They look like a young, over their head, front running team where if it's all going well, great. But we can't keep it going well 3 or 4 days in a row, and we don't have a stopper like Burns anymore to stop it when it doesn't go well. And I just think they're built even more for failure now than last year, because last year you did still have that Burns factor. You had a dude, a switch hitter, do something like, how many times does it happen in Major League history that a switch hitter hits 40 home runs?
Sure.
It doesn't happen.
No.
They let him walk, and he laughed in their face because they didn't even make him a real offer. You don't have that to default to. Like,
and quite frankly, he didn't hit down the stretch either. I think he put a lot of pressure on himself because nobody was
hitting. No, but that, he's a big part of the games that they won, and he was a close and late guy. How many times did he hit a big 3-run bomb after the 6th inning? Like, so this is how they've built it. And the guys they brought in who were supposed to mash lefties, they can't get a runner to second base against lefties, even with their boys O'Neill and Sanchez and Laureano in the lineup. So I just, I'm saying, I don't, the cavalry ain't coming. Like, if you think Kobe Mayo's saving the day, you're out of your mind.
Well, we've been saying for, it's been since before they played the Rangers in the playoffs, that they need a veteran everyday player in this lineup, and they've chosen to ignore
that. On top of Santander.
Yeah, that's, yes. They need a guy who's been there, done that. They don't have it, and since the losing started and things went sideways a year ago, there's nobody there to show any bit of leadership, and I think that once they start falling behind, it snowballs, and they just...
They feel sorry for
themselves. Yes, and they just say, okay, we'll get him tomorrow.
But that's not good enough.
No, it's not.
And that's part of the reason their product sucks.
No, it's not good enough. But that's where they are.
Again, you go back to 2023, and how many people did we have on at that point saying, like, wow, it has to be so much fun watching this team day in and day out. And it was. And that's why it was so jarring seeing the switch in the second half of last year where it total 180.
But again, who's going to stop the rot? Because we've been talking about it. This is month number 4 or 5 now.
Who's holding a players-only meeting?
And even if they do, who's looking at O'Neill, who doesn't know how to catch a fly ball and throw to the right base, and say, bro,
that guy's not doing that.
Well, who is going to do it?
That's my point. There's nobody there. Nobody's going to do it. There's nobody there. They didn't bring in someone that can hold court in that clubhouse. It's not going to be one of the young guys. Maybe Jordan Westberg. But I doubt it. It's not Adley.
It kind of has to be somebody who's done something in the playoffs.
Well, that's,
it kind of has
to
be somebody who actually has like an October resume, who actually can talk about, hey, you know what? I went through something like this back in 2018, and I did X, Y, and Z, and then guess what? I was part of it. Like, you would think that people who were around this Astros thing, right, you would think that like people who have at least been on the, I'm not saying they had a whole hell of a lot to do with what the Astros did, but they at least were along for the ride. They were on the periphery, would have some appreciation for that side of baseball, but they just don't. In fact, they go out of their way to spit in the face at that every chance they get and double down on their own roster building philosophies, which I'm just telling you are inherently flawed. And I've been telling you that for years.
Well, they don't value the people part of it. It's all algorithms.
And like, how could you have a guy like Aaron Hicks do what he did, and then your answer to that is we're just going to get younger and dumber?
Yeah.
Not like, let's go find somebody. Just think about the lineup that year. Okay, you want to go back to 100 wins. You had that guy getting on base at an elite clip from both sides of the plate. You had another switch hitter, Santander, in your line. Adley was the third best switch hitter in their line. Think about the pressure that was on Adley then, not that much, versus now.
It ain't good. And like I said, if at the top of the show, I don't think they're getting baseball in tonight. We'll get an official announcement from the Orioles, I'm sure, in the next hour. But they are due to start a 3-game series against the Blue Jays tonight. If there is Baltimore baseball tonight, it'll be at Pickles. But I don't think that's going to be the Bob Haney and
well, if there is, it'll be in studio. It'll be me and Ryan.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, there you have it. Otherwise, it's Infinity Sports Radio at 6. But we have a huge show. We are less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. We'll talk NFL with our buddy John Breach from CBS. Get his thoughts about what the Bengals have done this offseason at 2:30. Bengals superfan. We'll catch up. The NBA, the play-in tournament starts next week. Mo Hamilton, our NBA insider, joins at 4:30. Oh, I'm sorry, 3 o'clock. Best Bets, Ariel Epstein, and our own Beltway Ben Hall. Buck Martinez helps to preview this series at 5 from Sportsnet in Toronto, and more NFL draft talk with Lance Erline from NFL.com at 5:30.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a lot to get to here. The Blue Jays are an improved team. I don't know that they're a juggernaut by any stretch of the imagination, but we'll take a little closer look at them. We will talk about Jackson Holliday's quality start, but what's fair and you know, what's too much to try to put on that young man's shoulders right now with the way this team is scuffling? What does the emergence of Wiggins mean for their secondary and their needs drafting in the secondary? Maybe sneak a little Terps in as well. Let's go. It's Friday. It's a big, cold, rainy weekend.
Yes, it is. And you're...
it's even colder in Cortland, New York, let me tell you.
You're going to look forward to that. Hey, coming
outdoor
up
outdoor baseball, 9 a.m. 9 a.m. first pitch in Cortland tomorrow.
So let's get right into the Jackson Holiday of it all. What are realistic expectations for what he's going to be this season and beyond for Jackson Holiday, who has looked like a much better baseball player than he did a year ago? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.